How to make good friends. First, have something in common. I am good friends with Regis Philbin because he is a positive guy and therefore I always enjoy his company. I too am a positive type of guy and I prefer to see the good things in life, so we have a great time together. That's one recipe for a good friendship, simple and solid. Consider my friendship with Richard Lafrak. He called me the other day when I was in the middle of an important meeting, but he's too good of a friend for me not to take his call. He's just the best of the best. We were joking around together, and I told him that I was looking out for him because I was keeping an eye on some scaffolding work being done on his building that I could see from my office windows. If the workers start slacking or the work looks shoddy, you can bet I'll be dialing Richard in a second, and he would expect me to. We spoke for a couple of more minutes. He asked about my shooting schedule for The Apprentice, and I asked about his health. He asked me about my children, and I asked about his. He has two amazing sons, and one of them, Harry, is a true dynamo who will go on to great heights. Attending to that sort of detail is necessary to maintain good friendships. You have to invest yourself in the details of your friends' lives. Otherwise, there's just no bond between you. And then there's the old saying, to have a friend, be a friend. Well, sometimes. I've been around some selfish people, and their idea of a friend is for you to be everything they want you to be. The minute you step out of that role they've designed for you, watch out. You're a bad friend. It helps if your friends have a level of confidence equal to yours, which will eradicate any envy or jealousy they might otherwise have. I'm a successful man, and I've seen a lot of ill-concealed envy toward me because of my accomplishments. I quickly have to assess those who are sincere and those who aren't because I've met so many of the latter. It's not a condemnation, but a part of human nature that I'm well aware of by now. Steve Wynn, the successful Las Vegas hotel impresario, is a friend. We have had some tremendous ups and downs with each other, but somehow it just seems to work, and we always seem to end up together. Steve called me when he was thinking of changing the name of his hotel in Las Vegas, which will be a great success, by the way, from Le Rev to Wynn. I told him to do it. Now we are both fighting HBO using the same lawyer, Barry Langberg, because HBO is attempting to do a ridiculously libelous and untrue movie on a battle we had in Atlantic City. Either it will be stopped, or it will cost them a lot of money if they go forward. I know many successful people who only want to be with people who are not successful. It makes them feel better about themselves. I have one very successful and well-known friend who boasts loudly that he will only hang out with losers. How would you like to be one of them? I, on the other hand, don't discriminate. I like and dislike all sorts of people, winners, losers, and those in the middle.